Now, pacing his private cubicle aboard the Mendacium, Facilitator Knowlton felt an increasing disquiet as he considered the video he was supposed to share with the world tomorrow morning. I am the Shade? Rumors had circulated that this particular client had suffered a psychotic break over the last few months, but this video seemed to confirm those rumors beyond any doubt. Knowlton knew he had two choices. He could either prepare the video for delivery tomorrow, as promised, or he could take it upstairs to the provost for a second opinion. I already know his opinion, Knowlton thought, having never witnessed the provost take any action other than the one promised a client. He'll tell me to upload this video to the world, no questions asked, and he'll be furious at me for asking. Knowlton returned his attention to the video, which he rewound to a particularly unsettling spot. He started the playback, and the eerily illuminated cavern reappeared accompanied by the sounds of lapping water. The humanoid shadow loomed on the dripping wall, a tall man with a long, bird-like beak. In a muffled voice, the deformed shadow spoke.
These are the new Dark Ages. Centuries ago, Europe was in the depths of its own misery. The population huddled, starving, mired in sin and hopelessness. They were as a congested forest, suffocated by dead wood, awaiting God's lightning strike. The spark that would finally ignite the fire that would rage across the land and clear the dead wood, once again bringing sunshine to the healthy roots. Culling is God's natural order. Ask yourself, what followed the Black Death? We all know the answer. The Renaissance. Rebirth. It has always been this way. Death is followed by birth. To reach paradise, man must pass through inferno. This the Master taught us. And yet this silver-haired ignorant dares call me monster? Does she still not grasp the mathematics of the future, the horrors it will bring? I am the Shade. I am your salvation. And so I stand deep within this cavern, gazing out across the lagoon that reflects no stars. Here, in this sunken palace, inferno smolders beneath the waters. Soon, it will burst into flames. And when it does, nothing on earth will be able to stop it.